What's up, guys? Will Witt Live. Will Witt. Will Mad Witt is my name today. What's up, guys? We're here today. I've said what's up, guys, about five times already, but
It's a catchphrase.
I've been continually thinking about renaming this podcast to WAP, Will's Awesome Podcast, because having Will Witt Live is very confusing, to be honest, because I tell people that it's live, and then they say, what's it called? I say, it's Will Witt Live, and they only think they can watch it live. Anyway, WAP, Will's Awesome Podcast, I think is what we're going to be going for. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode 13. Really happy to have you guys here, and we're just going to get right into it. Okay, no beating around the bush today. We're talking about leftists and their hypocrisy, and how I would consider these people evil. I would consider these people evil, okay? We're going to start with this brilliant picture, as you can see right here. You guys know who this is Cuomo from New York, governor of New York right here, caught without a mask outside. He's caught without a mask outside. Does that surprise you at all? And now we have here, now we have here the mayor of Philadelphia, who is banning people from eating indoors in Philly, is now caught on camera eating inside. Eating indoors. And last but not least, I don't have a picture of this one, but Nancy Pelosi, everyone's favorite. I live here in California, so I know Nancy Pelosi pretty well. Nancy Pelosi went to a hair salon, got her hair did, and didn't think that she was going to get caught, thought that she could just peruse on in there, get her hair done, go out, and not have to ever worry about the backlash from it. But she went in, got it done, even though in California, hair salons, especially there in San Francisco where she got it done, hair salons are supposed to be closed down so that if you own a hair salon or you own a business like that and you want to have your business open, you're not allowed to, okay? People like Nancy Pelosi, these leftist elites, came on and said, no, you're not allowed to have your hair salon open. But it's okay because my hair looks disgusting and I need to go in and get my hair done, so you have to come and open it for me. So it's fine if they go in and get their hair done, but it's not fine if you open up your business or try to make a living for your family. It only happens if a multimillionaire politician elitist comes in and says, okay, I need my hair done. I mean, it's just, this baffles me. It baffles me. These are the people who are in charge of our country. The people who are in charge of our country, who people voted in office, who are in charge, are coming and telling us how evil we are. How evil we are if we don't wear a mask, if we want to keep our business open, if we want to gather in a group, if we want to go to a funeral for one of our loved ones, or go visit someone at the hospital, that if we want to do that, we are bad people. I mean, they even put a moral obligation on it. That you've seen some of these tweets from these people like Cuomo and Nancy Pelosi saying that the things that Republicans are doing or that conservatives are pushing for are evil or bad morally. And then they go around and do the exact thing that they preached against. The exact thing. And they claim that they have our best interests at heart. All of these politicians who are doing things like this, I don't say this lightly, I truly mean it. These people are evil. They are evil and they are destroying our country. Seriously. It's so aggravating. I saw this yesterday when this tweet, the one with a woman in San Francisco, I can't say her name too much because PragerU, we are a 501c3 organization, so I have to be careful with saying things about people in office, but you know what I'm talking about. This person, don't want to assume their gender, when I saw this tweet of this happening, it just blew my mind. I was fuming. I got so angry because the amount of people that I know here in California who message me every single day, you guys know, I mean, on my social media, I have a lot of followers and a lot of people in California, and they message me all the time when I'm posting stuff about COVID. And they say, you know, thank you for speaking up for us. Thank you for being a champion, a voice for us. We really appreciate it. You're the man. Thank you. You've changed my mind on things, or I see the hypocrisy of the left because of what you're saying. And that makes me so happy that people are waking up. And they tell me about how my business wasn't able to open, or I lost my job, or I can't afford to feed my kids. You know, look at the unemployment rates. In July, the unemployment rates were 10.4% in this country, which was worse unemployment rates than the 2008 recession. If you guys didn't know that, the unemployment rates in America were worse in July this year because of the quarantine, because of the lockdown, than they were in the 2008 recession. That's just how bad it is. And it's so bad that these politicians told us, they say, everyone's going to die. It's so bad that we have to keep everything locked down. And it's like, okay, if you're going to say that and that's going to be your agenda, fine. That's what you think. You think it's going to save people's lives. Maybe you're looking at a different scientist or talking to someone else. That I can at least get that you have a difference of opinion and you're saying, okay, I was put in place here to do a job and this is what I believe. I'm going to do it. This is how I'm going to do it. Okay, fine. I get it. But when you come out and you say these things and you say, we're all going to die. You have to wear a mask. You have to keep your business closed. And then you turn around and do the exact opposite thing of what you're preaching and expect no one to care or no one to notice. You are an evil, horrible person. That's the bottom line. You are an evil person if that's what you do. Okay? These leftist politicians, these elitists who claim to have your best interests at heart or claim that they're trying to help you or do something good for America or save lives, they don't actually care. It's all about power. It's about money. Because if they actually cared, they wouldn't be at hair salons getting their hair done while Americans are barely scraping by for the bottom line because you took away all these things from them. You took away their ability to work. Man, it's so upsetting. It's so upsetting. I don't even know what else to say. I mean, it's just, I get so mad hearing about this. The amount of people who are struggling in America because of their stupid policies, and then they go and just contradict every single thing that they said. It makes me so mad. It is the destruction of this country. They are ruining America, these people. They are ruining America. This is why it's so important for you as a conservative to stand up and fight. I mean, you have to go out there now and say exactly what you believe. I hope that people are blasting the faces of these hypocritical leftists all over social media. I want every single person in America to see Cuomo's face outside there without a mask because he went against everything that he said that he believed in. And he's a liar and a hypocrite. I want every single person to see that picture. If you are a conservative and you are watching this podcast, and you want to stand up, post these pictures, post these articles of these people doing that. Let everyone know that that is what is going on and that the people who they put in place to represent them don't care about them. You have to speak out. You have to speak out. If you don't say anything, it all continues to get worse and these people continue to destroy our country. They continue to destroy everything. All right. Well, anyway, it's my birthday on Saturday, if you guys didn't know. Which is very exciting.
You can cry if you want to.
I know. Thanks, Drake. Marvin's room. I'm turning 24 years old, which is very exciting. So really looking forward to that. 24 years old. If you guys want to send me something, please, Taylor, drop it in the P.O. box. If you guys want to send me anything for my birthday, I'd really appreciate it. Love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is a great option if you want to send me anything or just a nice
shameless.
Thank you. Shameless. Shameless. No, I just, you know, my girlfriend likes Chick-fil-A too. So if you send me Chick-fil-A, me and my girlfriend can both get Chick-fil-A. You are helping bring a family in America together. You know, it's a good thing. But you can also just send me a happy birthday card. And we also have a place where you can sign up to send me a note, right? Taylor, mm-hmm. If you want to, you explain that? What is that?
I'll just drop the link in the comments so everyone can go and to the link and wish you, sign your birthday card.
Right. So you can go to the link that Taylor's going to post on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you're watching this, and he will, you can click the link and then go, give me a nice birthday wish. So, and maybe make it so that I'm not so mad and upset because I was very mad and upset about a few minutes ago. So I had to change the subject to my birthday because I was getting too mad. But I hope you guys understand what I'm saying about that. Taylor, are you mad about that too? I mean, right?
I'm not Will Witt crying on his birthday mad, but I'm but I'm upset.
I'm so upset. That makes me so upset that people think that's okay. That people think that's whatever. Okay. I want to, that's enough of that because I'm just going to end up getting so mad again. I want to take the PragerForce question. If you guys didn't know, PragerForce is our student ambassador program with PragerU. If you want to join, text the word PragerForce to 64600. Taylor will also drop the link for PragerForce in the comments of the video. If you're a student across the world, we have students from all over the world. I mean, we have a student from Venezuela in PragerForce. It's an amazing program. You get digital marketing experience. You get to work with me and other people at PragerU. There are retreats, all sorts of stuff. Join PragerForce. Excuse me. Oh, there I go burping again. I know. I'm going to hear about this later from people talking about my burping. But yeah, join PragerForce. It's an amazing program, and it will really help you out. But the PragerForce question is from Soph from North Carolina. She said, how to deal with hate comments? Taylor, when I send you mean things late at night, how do you deal with that? What do you do?
Well, after I finish crying, I eat some ice cream and feel better about myself.
That's good. Taylor takes it like a woman, which is okay, which is fine. Not a woman in a bad way, a woman in a good way. Every gender is beautiful. Okay. Anyway, what you should do about hate comments is when people send me hate comments, I don't even read them. That's the number one thing you can do, okay? Don't read the hate comments. That's all it takes. I posted a TikTok yesterday. Got like, I don't know, it went kind of viral. Got like 300,000 views or something like that, you know? And there's so many haters on there just blasting me with hate. And I just, and a lot of people go on and they're constantly scrolling through and refreshing things and continually read the hate comments, but I never do. I used to back when I first started, and it made me so sad. It was so sad having to read hate comments because everyone's just so mean. And I don't mean to sound like a baby saying that, but they're so mean. And I don't want to, you know, there's no point. It doesn't make my life better to read people's hate comments. Like yesterday, Carlos Maza, you guys know who that is. Like, he apparently is mentioning PragerU in a video. And I tweeted and I said, you know, he blocked me, but he's making a video about PragerU, kind of hypocritical. And then he put out a comment, another tweet, and said that I want to have sex with him. That's this comment that he made. Anyway, he put out that I want to have sex with him, and then a bunch of other people who are leftists who follow him came and, you know, were being very trolly and rude to me on my Twitter, which is, granted, that's what they're going to do. I obviously, that's how this world works. But, you know, I don't even read it. Like, I don't even read it. People take so much time just worrying about what people are saying on social media. If you worry about what people who you don't even know are saying on social media, that shows a lot of insecurity in your part. And I don't mean to call you out, single you, or be rude to you by saying that, because I know there's probably some of you in there who feel that way right now, who get very offended by when people comment on your stuff about conservative things and you don't even know them and you get upset. And I get why you get upset, but you got to practice not getting upset, because it's insecurity on your part. You have to get more confident and work on not getting so upset by the things that people who are not even anywhere near you or in your life say about you. It means nothing. It literally means nothing. The people who support you will continue to support you, and it bolsters you up. If you're doing something right, then of course you're going to get hate. If you're putting out something that might be a little controversial, that is going to shake things up and change people's minds, of course you're going to get hate. So you have to be prepared for that. A lot of people aren't prepared for it. You know, I've talked to some people and help them with being canceled. I've been canceled before. I know it happens, but I talk with other people, and instead of dealing with the hate or ignoring it and never apologizing to the mob, they end up putting out an apology. They end up deleting the video. They do all these kind of things, capitulating to the left, but the left takes no prisoners. The left takes no prisoners when it comes to apologizing for the things that you say. No prisoners at all. So it doesn't matter if you apologize. You might as well just stick to your guns and stay strong and don't read the hate comments that these people put out to you, because it'll only make you upset. It'll only make you upset. Okay, I wanted to go over this Australian lady. Have you guys seen this? This Australian lady who, this is another COVID thing, so expect me to get angry again. But it's a lady in Australia who got arrested because she was planning a Facebook group or a Facebook event for anti-lockdown protest. Right? That's basically it. She was planning an anti-lockdown protest on Facebook. She made an event for it, and then the cops come to her house. Or what do they call the cops in Australia? The cops, I guess. The cops come to her house and they...
The police.
The police. Oh, mate, the coppers in here. Get out of my house. All right, the cops come, and they arrest her. And so we're going to play some of the videos so you guys can see.
Can I have an ultrasound
just let me
in an hour?
Let me finish and I'll explain. It's in relation to a Facebook post, in relation to a lockdown protest you put on for Saturday.
Yeah, and I wasn't breaking any laws by doing that.
You are, actually. You are breaking the law. That's why I'm arrested.
Mate, she was breaking the law. She broke the law by putting out things that are not good on Facebook, mate. Nah, mate. Hopefully my Australian listeners
don't get... This is
painful. My Australian listeners don't get
it offended. Hurts.
It hurts, mate. Nah.
It hurts my ears.
Is that video not just ridiculous? Thank God. Thank God every single day that we live in America. Or at least, I don't know if you guys live in America, but I thank God every day. I'm on a new prayer challenge thing that my girlfriend wanted me to do, and every day I have to do different prayers. And today I saw this video, and so I prayed, or I thanked God for living in America. It was very important. I thank God for being born in this country. Very glad I'm not born in Australia or any other place around the world for that matter. There is nowhere else in the world I would rather be than America. You know, we have all, at least I do, and I'm sure you guys in your political debates with people online hear these kind of things all the time, just about how America is such a terrible country, and there are so many other countries that have freedom, and it doesn't matter, you know, where you live, that we're living in the 21st century, and all these other countries are great too. And it's like, no, they're not. They're not nearly as good as America is. Not even close, okay? Something like this doesn't happen in America, okay? We've seen things happen where it's gotten closer and closer, but, you know, luckily we have a court system in America to take care of these kind of things. But we see this in Australia. We see it in the UK with social media posts when you say something wrong or offensive. See it all across Europe. And then in places that aren't, you know, Europe or Australia or other civilized nations, I mean, these places that are third world countries around the world, I mean, they have practically no freedoms. So living in America is the greatest gift that you could ever have. And the fact that this happened to this woman is absolutely crazy. I mean, it is absolutely terrible. I feel so bad for this woman that she is pregnant. She's got to go to her ultrasound in an hour. And then she gets arrested by the police for planning an event. She didn't even have the event yet. She didn't even have the event yet, and they came and arrested her, and they took her away. Did they have any other update on the story that you've heard of, Taylor, of what happened to her afterwards? Because I know that I was reading an article from the New York Post about it, and they said this was the fifth person to be arrested for wanting to do anti-lockdown measures in Australia, or in Victoria, granted. Have you heard anything else about what happened to her?
No, I think that happened like, you know, less than 24 hours ago. So
yeah.
As far as I know, she's arrested. She might have been bailed out. But
yeah.
I think I saw she has a court date in January.
Yeah.
And so she might have gotten out on bail. But regardless.
But going, we didn't watch the whole video, but I'll tell you what happens at the end. It's like, you know, this is just like what I was talking about with the left and apologizing to them. Okay. The boyfriend's in this video talking to the police, and so is the pregnant wife. And she says, I could just delete the post. You know, I'll delete the post. The event hasn't happened yet. Let me delete the post. I'm sorry. Like, it's fine. I don't want to go to jail. Just let me delete it. We're going to cancel the event. No big deal. Right. And they say, no, you can't do that. You can't cancel the event, or you can cancel the, you have to cancel the event. Excuse me. But even if you delete the post and cancel the event, we're still taking you to jail. So it's like you can apologize all you want, or say you're sorry, or do the right thing afterwards, or, you know, quote unquote right thing afterwards. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. It only matters what you did before, and then they will try and completely destroy you for that. Your apologies mean nothing to these people. It is only submission. Submission is what these people want. Total domination over you and every single thing that you think. That is what the left wants. It's like when we had our stuff with Twitter a couple weeks ago, you know, we put out this video about a thing that works for people who are treating themselves for a certain illness. You guys might know what I'm talking about. I can't even mention it, or I'm going to get in trouble, okay? So I got to say it. I have to say it this way. Anyway, there's a certain thing. And we put this video out, and Twitter came on, and they told us that our account is suspended. So they suspended our account, basically, for posting this video. And then they said, the only way that you can get your account back is if you delete the video here. You delete this video that you posted because this video is mean and wrong. And so we decided, we're not going to delete the video. We're not cowing to you. We're not going to delete the video. It's fine, you know? So we didn't delete the video. And then after a week, we're eventually like, you know, okay, maybe we'll delete the video. And it's like, we want to be back on Twitter and reaching people. And then we go on my account, my Twitter account, and I look at the PragerU page, and the video that they had claimed that we needed to delete had already been deleted by Twitter. So Twitter coming on and saying that we need to delete the video isn't them actually saying you have to delete the video so that you can get back on our platform. It's them saying submit to us. It's them saying get on your knees and kiss the ring, because seriously, that's what they want us to do. They want us to bend the knee to them. They want us to bend over for them. I mean, seriously, they don't actually care about free speech at all. I'm getting into the weeds about this a little bit. What I'm trying to say is that the apology means nothing because they had already deleted the video. So all they wanted to do was have us apologize. They already did what they were going to do, and all they wanted us to do was apologize. So anyway, yeah, this video about this Australian lady is pretty crazy, and I hope that it doesn't happen in America. You know, one of the things that I was talking about with Taylor before this, sorry that we have conversations before the podcast and don't include you guys. We should just do the podcast 24 hours a day. It will wit thoughts. It would be a lot of fun. But before, you know, we were talking about how in America, the Constitution, you know, one of the reasons why I became a more religious person, a Christian person, is from a historical context, honestly, when you look at how America was founded, that the founding fathers knew that you don't get your rights from the government. You get your rights from God. You're inalienable rights endowed on you by your creator. You know, the founding fathers knew this. We have a constitution in America that is different than everywhere else in the world, okay? The founding fathers knew this. These other countries don't know that. They think that you get these, like, look at what's happening in Australia. Look at this video. Like, these people get their rights from the government, okay? They have rights that the government allows them to have. And then when the government says, nah, mate, nah, no more, they take them away immediately. The same thing with the guns in Australia. So they don't have rights like they have in America because America was founded in a very specific way to make sure that people had freedom. And that is why when we see people trying to turn America into a country like Australia, a country like the UK, a country like France, by all means, we should be stopping them because we don't want to be like any other country. We want to be like America. This is why millions of people move to America every single year and not the other way around. It is the best country in the world, and it was founded to be the most free and prosperous country in the world, which it has been, and it will continue to be as long as leftists don't try, or they will try, don't leftists aren't able to destroy it. Again, stand up for what you believe in. Don't be a weenie. We need strong people to stand up for what they believe in. And going on that, I'm going to show you what this girl sent me on Instagram. It was, I can't say her name. She wanted to remain anonymous, but I will show you what it was. Okay. Now I have to format this. Stupid. Taylor, why didn't you tell me this before? Idiot. Just kidding. No, it's fine. We got to know. Okay. So I'm going to show you guys. She goes to Vanderbilt University, this girl. And she was in some history class, I believe it was. I don't remember the exact name of the class. Sorry. But she sent me this. And this is a question that she had on her test. And she got marked false. Got marked wrong for this. Okay. The question on her test was the Constitution designed to perpetuate white supremacy and protect the institution of slavery? She said false. And the correct answer was true. I get people all the time on Twitter, again, going back to hate comments and things, on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, I see these messages every day who say, oh, you're straw-manning all this stuff. PragerU getting billions of dollars from fracking billionaires and straw-manning the left and all these arguments. And this is what they say all the time, that this is happening. Is it a straw man? This is at a university in America that they are really teaching people this stuff, that the Constitution was designed to perpetuate white supremacy. You think Thomas Jefferson was signing all those things? Sorry. You think the founding fathers were doing this and thinking about white supremacy while they were doing it? No, of course not. Of course they weren't. They weren't thinking about white supremacy. They were thinking about setting up a country away from Great Britain where they could have the freedom to live out the lives that they wanted to have. It had nothing to do with white supremacy. But this is what they teach you at university. You're better off not giving your money to universities and not getting a degree. I used to be of the you know, even you guys know I dropped out, but I used to be of the kind of the camp of like, you know, I still think there's some value in university. And I still think that to a degree. But for the most part, I would tell people not to go. I would tell people not to go. I mean, the amount of jobs right now in America that are switching over to tech jobs is just insane. Like, you're going to have to live in a big city pretty soon. Everyone's going to have to live in some big urban city. You're going to have some tech job. And you can go to trade school for a lot of these things. You can learn to code online. I mean, all of these things are so available to you that you can do. If you're a young person, you know, and you're not sure what to do, should you go to college and get that useless English degree? Or should you go and learn how to design software or be a any sort of coding or whatever like that is, like, that's what you should do. That's where all the money is going to be, first of all. I mean, look at the 25% of the, oh, what is it? Is it the S&P 500? I could be saying this wrong. I don't want to speak out, actually, because I'm not going to say the right thing, and I'm going to embarrass myself. But so many of the big companies right now in America, Apple, Facebook, Google, all these companies, where while other companies, small businesses all across the country are failing, doing worse, losing revenue, shutting down for good, these big tech companies are continuing to expand. They're doing better than ever. They're exponentially rising in market value. They're doing so well. I mean, it just goes to show you that these kind of companies are controlling the market fully. If you are considering whether or not you should go to college, figure out how you can work in tech. and move to San Francisco. No, don't move to San Francisco, but move to some big city, figure out how you can work in tech, and you'll have a job guaranteed, because that is where all the jobs are going, because they're hollowing out this country. Sorry, I keep going off on different tangents and things. I don't know. I'm just, whatever. This is what they're teaching you at university. This is what they're teaching students at university, that the Constitution was designed to perpetuate white supremacy. This is why we have PragerU. This is why we have PragerU, so that we can share videos about how great America is and push them out there so people can see them, so that they don't just understand this crap, so they don't just hear this and think that this is the truth. These students, when I tell people conservative ideas and values, most of the time they've never even heard them. Like when I do my interviews on the streets and things like that, most of the time they've never even heard that these things exist, which is the crazy part to me. But, you know, when I was in college, I never knew these things existed either. I didn't even know the difference between a conservative and a liberal, or a Democrat and a Republican. I had no idea. You know, it didn't happen until I started really looking into stuff. And then I was like, wow, I've been lied to. I've been lied to this whole time. And that totally woke me up, because I was pissed off. I get pissed off a lot. And I was mad at these people for lying to me. And so that's what opened my eyes. But, you know, part of that was because of PragerU videos. The power of PragerU and our videos and things like that is incredible. So I hope you guys are sharing all of our videos, because they really are changing minds. You have no idea how many minds and things and how much good they're actually doing. Okay, you want to take this quiz, Taylor? You already took the quiz?
All
right. Let's see. How do I bring this quiz up? You guys, not everyone, but my mom. My mom, every time I take these quizzes and things on my podcast, she always complains. Mom, I love you, but you always complain. You know you do. But this one's short, because I had someone take it before, and I said, please take this before.
Someone?
Someone. Oh, it was you.
Well,
I also asked some other people, because I was like, Taylor might not be very reliable. I might have to ask someone else. But no, Taylor is always pulls through for me. Taylor, I really appreciate you. I hope you know that. You know that?
I know it.
Okay, good. You appreciate do you appreciate being here? You like your
positions?
Okay. Anyway, we're taking a quiz to see how much I agree with Black Lives Matter. I'm guessing 100%. I love Black Lives Matter. All drug-related offenses should be decriminalized. Oh, this is already hard. Disagree. I strongly disagree. The nuclear family structure should be disrupted. Disagree. No. Idiots. The government should ensure a guaranteed minimum level income for black people. No. The death penalty should be abolished. Nope. People who do evil things deserve to die. That is my hot take of the day. I don't think it's a hot take. It should not be legal to check up on a person's past criminal record to determine their eligibility for housing loans. It should not be legal. I disagree. It should be legal. I think I did that right. It is a pattern in history that black activists are killed by their governments. I'll put disagree. I mean, I'm sure that's happened before. I don't know. There should be mandated public school curriculums that critically examine the adverse impacts of colonialism and slavery. Strongly disagree. Of course, history should just be a broad stroke of everything. You know, there are courses about everything. Like, it shouldn't be mandated. People can take what they want. The government should break up, the large banks with the aim of allowing black banks to form. What does that even mean? I'm a strong disagree. Again, modern-day policing institutions have their roots in slave. No. The current equality gap between blacks and whites with regard to income aid and educational attainment is to a large degree due to the lasting... No. These questions are so dumb. Police budgets should be slashed. No. The government and big corporation, no.
You're not even finishing.
I didn't even finish the question. I can see the question. And I know. End all deportations of black immigrants.
No matter what they did or how they got here, yeah. Where they came from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. What did you say?
On the immigrants one?
End all deportations. Because it doesn't say they're illegal. If they're illegal... Send them back.
Yeah, if they're legal, then it's fine. But
yeah, if they're legal, it's fine.
So easy question.
End all deportations of black immigrants? I'm going to put agree, but soft agree.
Soft agree, soft just agree. In case.
Yeah, just in case, okay? Because if it's referring to legal immigrants who come here, I mean...
I think it's saying, like, blanket, never deport anyone who's black, just because they're black. That's what I think
Does ICE find black people on the street and just deport them?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's what happens. We're just going to leave it, okay? Whatever. The American law enforcement system was intentional. No. The American law enforcement system was intentionally created to hunt and kill black people. Strongly agree. Oh my gosh. Disagree. Who would answer? The expectation that a woman should both care for her children and have a career is patriarchal and oppressive. Strongly disagree. Do you think women should have jobs and have children?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this question.
Oh, what does it say?
The expectation that a woman should both care for her children and have a career is patriarchal and oppressive. I think it's great if a woman wants to stay home and not have a job and take care of children. I think that's an admirable thing.
Sure. The expectation can be, you know, like, if a girl doesn't feel at liberty to make whatever choices she wants in her life, then I don't want that. But
yeah, but they do have the choice.
Yeah, so if they have the choice, then that's great.
Like, you're so free. Like, women are so free in America to do whatever they want. The fact that some of them, like these leftists, are complaining is, like, just beyond me.
If you choose something else, you shouldn't be shamed. You know,
right, if you choose something else, you shouldn't be shamed. If you choose to have a career, good on you, mate. But if you choose the opposite, then, you know, you should be loved for that, too. America is a country that rewards violence and ignores peaceful protests. I would say agree. These Antifa people seem to be doing pretty well. But I'm going to say disagree, because I think that's what it wants me to answer.
Yeah, the media rewards violence.
Yeah, the media rewards violence for sure. All jails and detention centers as we currently know them should be abolished. 100. Disagree. 100%. Automatic software that predicts how much policing a neighborhood requires should be forbidden. Strongly disagree. What is that? I've never even heard of that. This software that predicts how much policing a neighborhood requires? All prostitution-related offenses should be decriminalized.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. What did you say?
I don't know. I didn't think too deeply about it. I think I put disagree, just because I'm sure there's some activities that should be illegal.
All prostitution-related offenses should be decriminalized. I'll put agree, but not soft agree.
Soft agree.
Wait, all prostitution-related offenses should be decriminalized. No, I guess I'll put disagree. Whatever. I don't like that question. It is oppressive to assume that people are heterosexual just because they haven't disclosed otherwise. Strongly disagree. Most people are straight. I think so. Finish. What did I get, boys? 5%.
Ooh.
That means I only support Black Lives Matter 5% of the time.
You're a Marxist. I got 4%. So.
Yeah, I'm basically a cultural revolutionary at this point. You got 4%?
I did.
Did you put the quiz in the chat so people can take it?
I'll do so now.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you guys get. Don't go off of this until we're done, because I want you guys to stay on for the podcast. But I got 5%. That quiz sucked. That quiz definitely sucked. I don't know how people get more than 5%. I mean, that just blows my mind. Okay, I think we're going to go to some questions from you guys now. I thought that was fun. I like doing the quizzes. I know some of you guys get bored when I do the quizzes, but I like doing them. I think it's fun. And I like that you guys can find out more about me. Maybe next week I'll do a BuzzFeed quiz which tells me which type of deli meat I am or something.
Which Disney princess you are.
Yeah, which Disney princess are you based on your astrological sign? Based on your favorite episode of The Office, what Star Wars movie are you? That's that's like those stupid BuzzFeed quizzes.
BuzzFeed's still a thing? Like,
BuzzFeed is still a thing. I'm pretty sure BuzzFeed is still a thing. They're not, I don't know. They used to put out just the worst stuff, and now I don't see that they put out like nearly as bad of stuff. Like they used to do. Did you see, there was a video on BuzzFeed. Sorry, I'll get to your guys' questions in a sec. Did you see the video on BuzzFeed? I think it was BuzzFeed. It was a video of a guy. I kid you not. I'm not joshing you, okay? He is a video of a guy who said that he's never eaten a vegetable before in his life. This guy was like 25 years old, and he's never eaten a vegetable before in his entire life. And they did a whole video showing him eating a vegetable. It's so dumb.
That's the kind of stuff we need to do for PragerU.
I know. But some of their videos are kind of funny. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Sorry, I thought that was so funny. This guy's never eaten a vegetable before. I haven't eaten a vegetable in almost a week. I'll be honest. I don't eat vegetables very much.
We should get you eating a vegetable live with Aunt Jemima syrup on it.
I don't like syrup, but I'll do it for you guys. If we get a $50 super chat for my birthday, I will eat celery with syrup on it, like a little, you know, little slide. But yeah, I haven't eaten a vegetable in like a week. I feel like I'm going to get scurvy. Like
there's some Australians that are mad at you for your comments about their country. So
are the Australians mad? What did I say that made you mad?
Maybe
you can
say eat like a Vegemite sandwich too.
I've never had Vegemite. Do you guys in Australia, you actually like Vegemite? I don't know. I don't know.
But you should say something nice about Australia, that it really is a great country.
I love Australia. I think Australia is great. So I would love to visit there. In Sydney, to the Opera House, I think that would be wonderful. That would be amazing. I would really love to go there. And I love kangaroos. Kangaroos are sick. It's a sick animal.
Go eat at Outback Steakhouse.
I could go eat at Outback Steakhouse. I love onion. That's like the 40-year-old white mom who's like, oh, I love Australians. I just ate at Outback Steakhouse last week. It's like the same thing. Okay, question time, mate. Trevor said, Will, how do you feel about Kyle Rittenhouse? Oh, controversial take. Controversial take. I think that it was self-defense, and that's where I'm going to leave that. I don't want to get too into that. What's been said about that whole situation has already been said by other people. I'm sure you guys know the whole situation. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, double standards on the left. If the left didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. Jennifer Rowe said, how do you feel about the BLM fist being the same as the communist fist? They go hand in hand. The communism and Black Lives Matter, they go hand in hand. They want social justice reform. They want to overthrow the existing way that America is, the way that the world is. They are basically the same thing, communism and Black Lives Matter. Of course, there are differences, and Black Lives Matter is marketing in a different way, and it's not exactly the same, but the end goal is the same. It's just like Vladimir Lenin said, you know, in Russia, who said socialism's ultimate goal is to lead to communism. That's not verbatim, but pretty close. And he said socialism's ultimate goal is to lead to communism. It's basically Black Lives' ultimate goal is to lead to communism. Black Lives Matter is like the car, okay? Black Lives Matter is the car and the drivers in it. Socialism is the street, and then the destination that they reach is communism. They're all together, it's one thing, and they all work together to destroy America, okay? They're all working together to destroy this country. Dean Adsum said, so when did thought become a crime? Don't know where this happened. Hopefully not in America. Yeah, that was in Australia, mate. But yeah, thought has become a crime. If you have the wrong opinions, you will be canceled. You will be torn down. There is no coming back. Again, just like I said at the beginning of this video, the left takes no prisoners. Apologizing doesn't do enough. And reminding you guys that Saturday is my birthday. I'm turning 24 years old on September 5th. Taylor will drop the P.O. box in again if you guys want to send me something for my birthday. I love presents. Really appreciate it. And also, if you want to leave a note on my birthday card, Taylor will put the link for that in the comments as well, so you guys can leave me a nice note. Or leave me something mean. Roast me for my birthday. I would love it if you guys got on that birthday card and you roasted me for my birthday, so then I can remember your name and just absolutely roast and destroy you next week when I come back with a vengeance after I read them. Ben and Megan said, my 7th grader wants to know what pets you have. Also, she loves you. You got a nosy 7th grader. Just kidding. That's very sweet. Just kidding. That's very nice of you. And it's very nice of you to ask. My dog is named Rocky. He's great. He's a Mastiff and Lab mix. He's great. He's great. Even though I hate him and he's a piece of garbage all the time. He's a horrible dog, but I really love him. I love Rocky. And he actually has doggy acne right now. If any of you guys know how to treat doggy acne, I would love it if you send me in the comments how to do that. Or if you have any of the wipes or whatever for his acne. I just got him a prong collar. Or my girlfriend's mom gave me a prong collar for Rocky from their dog. And it's like I have a completely different dog. He actually minds me. He walks where I need him to walk. It was a wonderful gift. And it's really, really helpful. Elena said, what are you going to do for your birthday? Probably I don't know. We are kind of thinking about it. I was maybe thinking of going somewhere. I don't know if I should tell you guys where I'm going for my birthday. Someone's going to come find me there and not do nice things to me. I'm going hopefully somewhere here in California, taking a little vacation with the boys, going golfing, disc golfing, might hit the zoo with the boys. You know, that's always fun. So something like that. Go out. Should be a good time somewhere. Now, I was thinking of maybe going all the way up to Big Sur, but I don't know. It's kind of far, but maybe. Maybe Solvang. I don't know, but we'll see. Okay. Helena. I think that's how you spell it. Helena. How do you feel about all the printing money for handouts and the national debt going on? Yeah, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. This is what we call taxation without representation. The government continues to print money over and over again, and it just rises. It makes the prices of everything rise. It doesn't actually do any good for them to just continue to print money. I mean, they're giving out all these loans to all these different people, and it's not actually doing any good. If you actually let people just go back to work, you wouldn't need to print all this more. You wouldn't need to print more money. You wouldn't need to give people more loans. If you just let people get back to work and actually get back to their businesses, then you wouldn't need to do this. You wouldn't need to do that. It would just fix itself. But it's a problem that they've made for themselves, you know, and it's really scary. But it's like the biggest companies in the world, I was saying this before, are doing incredibly well while small businesses are failing. Our America's becoming a mega corporation country. I mean, soon enough, they're going to put the McDonald's logo on the White House, or at least on the halls of Congress, because all of these people are bought off by big business and they don't represent our values at all. All they do is take money from mega corporations, and they continue to have these corporations be open, and then the small businesses get shafted over and over and over again. I mean, imagine trying to start a small business right now in California. The annual regulation cost for a small business in California is $135,000 a year. $135,000 a year. Who has that kind of money? Then you just had the lockdown, so you lost a bunch of money. I mean, I heard stories of people who, right before the lockdown, I mean, it's January, February, they start a business in Los Angeles, and then this lockdown happens, and they lost everything. They lost everything because of this lockdown. But it's okay, because Nancy Pelosi is going and getting her hair did at the salon, so it's totally fine, right? Ugh, losers. It's really upsetting. Can your dog fight a Russian dog, Mason? No, my dog can't fight a dog.
Named Ivan Drago because he's Rocky.
Oh, I didn't read that far. He could, but no, Rocky's a giant weenie when it comes to other dogs. He's not very good. Robert said, hey, Will, who did the lead in music before the live Facebook cast today? I actually produced that beat all by myself. You guys didn't know. I dabble in the production and stuff. No, actually, that's from the free YouTube audio library. So, yeah.
It's a bop, though.
It's a bop. That song slaps, dude. That song bangs. I love that song. I chose a good one. Okay.
Bop for wop.
I think we're going to end it here. Guys, I know it's a little bit shorter today, but we went through the stuff I wanted to talk about really fast, and I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember, it's my birthday on Saturday. Send me anything or sign the birthday card. Remember, go on to Apple Podcasts and rate this 5 stars. We really appreciate it, especially today because of how mad I was in the beginning. If you guys missed the beginning of this podcast and you're just tuning in now, I highly recommend that you go and watch the first 10 minutes of this show today. I would say, Taylor, what would you say? Would you concur that this was the first 10 minutes were the best first 10 minutes of the show so far, of any of the episodes?
I don't know. It's a close call. Whiny Will is not my favorite Will. I'm just kidding. No, it was strong. It was strong. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, there wasn't enough Taylor in the first 10 minutes. That's why he's pissed
about
it.
I'm just bitter.
Yeah, he's bitter. But yeah, go on Apple Podcasts, rate a 5 stars, subscribe. You can also get this on Spotify, Google Play, anywhere the podcast can be found. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. And if you're on YouTube or Facebook, Periscope, whatever, watching this right now, share this video on there so more people can see it. I really appreciate you guys. Seriously. I mean, for my birthday, already the birthday wishes I've gotten from you guys. I mean, just the support and you guys being so nice to me. Like, it's hard to quantify. I mean, it is literally thousands of you guys commenting and sending stuff to me. It's insane. Thousands. And I'm not exaggerating. It's thousands of you guys. And it's the nicest thing ever. You guys make me so happy. And it's not just happy because I'm someone who's like, has clout or famous, and like all these people are coming to me and wishing me happy birthday, and I'm just so cool and sexy, and it's great. It's because I feel like they tell me happy birthday because I've changed their minds, or I've changed their life, or I've done something good for them, or they see what I'm doing for this country and what PragerU is doing I mean, that means so much to me. I can't even explain it. You know, dropping out of college 3 years ago and taking a huge risk to come out here and work for PragerU, like, I never would have imagined that it would have paid off like the way that it has. So seriously, guys, thank you. That's from the bottom of my heart. Okay, no more being soft though. Send me a nice birthday wish or roast me, whatever you want. Okay, guys, we're going to end it here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week again at 4 p.m. PST. Can't wait. Very excited. See you guys.